Unit 13. Listening Activity 1. Extract 1.
That article was pretty funny. The one about the dog that skateboards.
I know it seems like that, but when you actually think about it, a dog whizzing round the street on a skateboard? Ridiculous! It could get in people's way. I'm sure it makes children laugh, though, and it's certainly not something you see every day.
Some people reckon it's not worth writing about. It's irrelevant. I suppose they could be right.
There are more useful stories to put in the paper, though it's not exactly bad to have it, just out of touch with what's important.
Well, it made me smile anyway.
Extract 2.
Oh, hi. I'm calling from Q3 Telephone Services. Do you know about some of our new special rates for international calls? Whatever you're currently paying on your existing deal, we guarantee you'll find our rates competitive and that you'll make substantial savings on your monthly bills. This opportunity will only run for a short time, so why not take us up on the trial period? Either call us on 0294 68500 or go onto our website, which sets out all the details. As you've been a customer of ours in the past, you can take full advantage of this opportunity. Thanks for your time.
Extract 3.
Did you see that group of young people hanging round when we came in?
Yes, they seemed a bit threatening to me, even though they weren't doing anything. And I'm sure they're perfectly harmless, really.
It's not that. It's just that there must be so many other things they could be doing. Much more interesting for them.
I agree. And bus stations can be quite depressing enough without having to keep an eye on other people just in case. I hope the bus comes soon. It's late.
It infuriates me that there's not enough done for young people nowadays. And it's the same everywhere.
Extract 4.
During my research for this programme, which was originally going to be concentrating on finding new and different forms of heating and so on, it became clear that we're just not doing enough to look after the planet in general terms, recycling, that sort of thing. I realise it's not easy, but I was taken aback by how little the average man in the street seemed to know or think about, so that caused a shift of emphasis. I now see it as a wake-up call, bringing the kinds of things we can all do out into the open.
Extract 5.
Well, everyone thought it'd be a good game, but it turned out to be better than that.
It was certainly closer than anyone anticipated, and at least it was played in good spirit. None of those stupid arguments of refereeing decisions that spoil a game. They're so annoying.
But in the end, it wasn't a good result, was it?
Ah, we've been playing so badly recently, the coach wasn't too displeased with us. And personally, I've missed so many matches with my knee, I was relieved to finally be involved in a game. But a bad result like that is hard to deal with, especially after such a good game.
Extract 6.
That lesson was more interesting than usual. I normally hate history.
I could actually see what the teacher was on about this time, what she meant and how it kind of fitted in with other things we've been studying. That was a first.
It was hard to get some of it, though there was stuff I hadn't realised before, like how past things still affect us, political decisions, I mean.
It put things into perspective for me, and that's very positive, though what's gone is gone.
It still didn't really grab me, though. Far too much detail. History's not really my scene.
Extract 7.
Loads of shops sell copies of designer-branded clothes now. But if they're reasonable quality, does it matter if they're not real?
Personally, I wouldn't go for them, because you can tell fake gear a mile off. I'd rather buy fewer clothes, even though I know they're overpriced.
Ridiculously so. It's not for me. And I wouldn't get the fakes anyway. I don't want to stand out in something that's out of date. My friends would laugh at me.
If you can get hold of clothes with a slight fault, like a small hole, then they're much cheaper.
Not sure about that. And I hate mending anyway.
Then what can you do?
Extract 8.
Hi. I don't think I'm going to get away before 5 after all, so there's no chance of being able to eat with you before the film. A good thing we hadn't booked in anywhere. I'll probably stop off and get a sandwich on the way and just catch up with you at the box office. But you go ahead and get yourself something. Oh, there's that cafe opposite the cinema, although I don't know what it's like. According to the radio, there's a lot of traffic building up on the motorway, so I might get held up. If that happens, I'll call you on the mobile, and you'll just have to go on your own.